Welcome to show number 23 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by sportscardradio.com. What is going on, everybody? Hopefully everybody is out there having a wonderful day. And if not, at least you've got some sports card news to listen to. We've got a very, I don't know if it's a jam-packed show, but we've got covered various topics today. Our main topic, we're going to run down the last year's draft. I guess it'd be 2008 baseball draft with my brother. The top five picks. He's going to be running down some of their card prices, some of the hot prospects that you should be keeping an eye on. He says, or at least he claims, it's a very good draft. So look forward to that. We will also, considering it's show number 23, and I think we've said it before, two of the most 23s both play basketball. Obviously, Michael Jordan and the newest offspring of his, LeBron James. And we'll talk about their card prices and some of their memorabilia pieces. And now's actually a pretty good time. We'll talk about it in a little bit, but now's not a bad time. If you have some money, if you have a good job, if the pension and the 401k isn't in the tubes, maybe you can afford yourself a nice little LeBron or Jordan piece. We'll get to it later, but those are some affordable pieces right now compared to some prices in the past. So you've also got that to look forward to. But first thing is first, let's crack it off with a little bit of sports card news. Might be somewhat old news, but if you don't follow sports cards too closely, and if you really like basketball cards, it'll come as a surprise possibly that Topps and Upper Deck will not be making basketball cards next year, at least in the traditional sense. We'll see what happens. Obviously, Donruss has put out baseball products and stuff like that when it really should only be Topps and Upper Deck. So we'll see what happens. But basically, this company, an Italian company called Panini, I'm not really sure how you pronounce it, but I'm just going to call it Panini for now. They used to make little stickers back in the day. I remember the little sticker books. They still have some value today, especially if you have them unstuck on the little magazine that used to come with the stickers. But those have a little bit of value, but they bought an exclusive contract with the NBA to exclusively manufacture cards. And I read a couple interviews, and I also did a little blog piece. If you go to sportscardradio.com, one of the newest editions, we'll have a little blog that I'll, you know, cover some major topics, and maybe it'll kind of hang you over until we have some new shows up, but I should be getting to that about 2 to 3 times a week. There'll be all kinds of things in there, sports card news, some investing things, all kinds of different ideas, and I've already thrown up a couple posts, so I'll have a link up on sportscardradio.com, and you'll be able to check that out. But basically, this Italian company bought the exclusive rights, and I read some interviews with some NBA execs, and they said it was mainly to, they're hoping that it improves the sports card market, more specifically the NBA card market, because what they're worried about, they heard from a lot of collectors that there's too many sets, and they come out week after week, and there's just all kinds of things going on in terms of just multiple sets, always new ones coming out, some going away. And they kind of wanted to clean it up. I think they said, don't quote me on this, but I think they said they wanted to get it down to, you know, less than 12 to 16 products a year, somewhere in that range. So it was, you know, maybe only a product a month, or kind of back to how it used to be. You only had a couple products to choose from. So maybe that's not a good thing. Maybe it's not a bad thing. I really don't know. It's kind of up to collectors to decide, and I think we'll find out next year when they actually start making these basketball cards for the first time. And I know they're in talks with purchasing Donruss and doing some things like that. And we'll see what happens. There's a lot of side stories to this whole thing. As you know, Upper Deck has exclusive contracts with Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett. I believe Topps either used to be or still has Dwayne Wade under contract. There's a lot of those things that are kind of up in the air. I hear that I believe Michael Jordan contract is up at the end of the year. So that might have been one of Upper Deck's reasons to not get back in the market. Both Topps and Upper Deck cited economic reasons for not getting back in the market. I think Panini kind of came in there with a huge bid and kind of overtook, Topps and Upper Deck by surprise. And didn't realize maybe this company had as much money as it does. I'm not exactly sure. I hear they're a $1 billion company, and I have absolutely no idea what kind of products they do to generate $1 billion in revenue. So I'll have to do a little bit more research on that. But if you're a basketball card fan, it probably means maybe some stability coming to Tops and Upper Deck. I don't think you'll see those cards going in the tank. I've already read a lot of posts. People are trying to bulk up on their Tops Chrome, their Upper Deck Exquisite, and those kind of high-end rookie cards and autograph cards, especially if Kobe and Michael and LeBron and Dwayne Wade and guys like that. And some of the legends, too. Who knows if the legends are going to sign with this company? I don't know. We'll see what happens. It'll be very interesting to see. I think it's going to be a very rocky market, especially for the first year, because I don't know how many collectors and how many distributors and how many hobby shop owners are going to be willing to plop down the $1,200 to $1,300, $1,400 it takes to get a case of stuff on a product they have no idea about, never seen before, from a company they, if they're old enough to remember, it was way back in the 80s when they had any kind of popularity. So we'll see what happens with that. It's kind of interesting, and we'll keep track of that things as we go on this show. Next thing we've got up on the news docket is there are some sports card releases. Now, it is the week of Valentine's Day, so maybe you want to go a little bit lighter. Make sure you get those roses and things like that. I do recommend a flower. If you're looking to buy flowers, online is a decent way to do it. Obviously, every town, especially my town, I don't know what it is. The profit margin on flowers must be ridiculous. But you can probably get flowers in your town. But if you're looking online, FTD, I highly recommend it. I actually invest in this company. They actually own Net Zero and Classmates and all these other websites. But they just bought FTD Flowers. And I actually bought a set and had it delivered in. They look amazing. They have a great box that they get delivered in. Quite a tremendous product, and you can get on there and get flowers for less than, you know, about $25, $30. So highly recommend that if you're looking to buy some flowers for a certain loved one in your life. But save some money. Don't go all out. Don't get her like the 36 bouquet. Maybe only stick to like the 12 dozen roses. Because Ultimate Collection Football, we've talked about it extensively. It's been pushed back about 20 different times. We're actually probably only about three, but it actually comes out this week, the week of 2-9, 2-10. So if you're listening into it, get to your local hobby shop or get on eBay, check some prices. Go to Sports Card Radio, check our eBay links, and start your search there. And you'll be able to find some cool stuff. It's about $80 per mini box. We'll see how that price holds up. Upper Deck Series 2 Hockey comes out for all the ice fans out there. Comes out actually next week, the week of 2/23. It's got 24 packs, 8 cards per pack. It's a 250-card set, so that's somewhat bulky. It's got 50 rookies. They're about 1 in 4 packs. Each box is going to have 2 memorabilia cards. There's some parallel cards. Look to pay about $55 per box. This isn't like a super... not a super high premium. Obviously, it's just Upper Deck Series 2. It's an extension of the Series 1. If you're collecting the set, obviously, you're going to be busting some boxes of that. Tops 51 Myriad Basketball. Excuse me. I'm not really sure how to say that, but I'm just going to call it Tops T51 Basketball. We talked about on the last show, Tops Mayo Football. Apparently, that's been a big disappointment. I kind of regret maybe pimping it on the show, but it was hard to... I know a lot of people were really excited about it, and I know people that have busted a few cases on the forum and were very disappointed. Looks like Tops pulled a lot of the autographs out of there. You're supposed to get a lot more autographs. It's a lot of junk, a lot of filler. They obviously produced a lot of sets of that, so prices are tumbling. I think I quoted you last week at $115, so you'll be able to see how those prices are far, far lower. And Tops T51, people are thinking it might be a similar configuration, 24 packs, 5 cards per pack. It's based on an old, like, 1910s basketball design. So there'll be some, like, mini silk and suede parallel cards, which sound cool, but if you're dropping, like, $100 a box, it's not going to be worth it. I'm on the forums now, and this guy, very respectable forum member, says don't pay more than $65 a box, considering the Mayo debacle. But you never know. Like we said, one thing I didn't mention earlier about like Tops and Upper Deck not having product next year, you could see that they load up basketball product late in the year. And that's kind of what my blog is about. If you go to sportscardradio.com/blog, you'll see that I talk a little bit about that. You might see some bloated products late in the year, especially really late. Maybe not with this Tops T51 because it was probably already printed before they knew this. But some of this late product man, maybe Upper Deck and Topps don't want any of this stuff sitting around. Don't want Braun Braun Auto sitting around. Don't want Kobe Auto sitting around because they know they're not going to be able to put it in any product. Maybe they save it, but most businesses, if they run their businesses well, they'll get rid of all that stuff because it's not going to do anything for them for at least 2 years because I think that's how long the contract runs. So what are you going to do? Sit on autographs and hope the players don't get hurt or pull an OJ and things like that? So they're not going to do it. So I would expect some very loaded up products late in the year, probably less redemptions. I could be wrong, but I would look forward to that. So Topps T51 Basketball, don't pay too much. Kind of wait to see what happens when it comes out. Topps UFC Round 1, freaking cards. I think we've talked about these before. Maybe these are different. I just see Topps UFC Round 1. It's about $5 per pack. Looks like about 24 packs per box. I don't know. I would just go for the singles on that. I would try to get the autographs and the cool stuff that is coming out of there. And that's about it in terms of boxes for the week. After we come back from this break, we are going to be talking about last year's or, you know, the current baseball draft. They haven't had another one since, I don't think. I could be totally wrong. I'm pretty sure Buster Posey and all those guys are this year's current crop of rookies for baseball. Some of them may see time, but some of them probably won't, and that may be good to keep card prices down. And we'll talk a little bit about all that after this. What is up, everybody? We have a very special guest for you today, and no surprise, it's actually my brother Ryan.
How's it going?
Yeah, well, we'll see how it's going. My brother supposedly has some information on the top five draft picks of last year. What is it, 2008 baseball draft? He claims it's a very strong draft, likes the top five, did a little bit of research, and I'm just going to turn it over to him and see what he's got for you. Some card prices, some things you want to keep an eye on. Here we go.
2008 was a decent draft. We'll see how it plays out in the end. Let's run down the top five picks and also the card price of the Razor autograph card out of $4.99 and kind of compare and contrast each player. Tim Beckham, shortstop, Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Out of high school, he played a little bit of minor league ball. I think he was playing low A ball. And he was okay. I want to say he hit about 250. I didn't look up any of the stats, but he started to come on late in the season. He's a guy that obviously has lots of upside. He's young. It's going to take him a couple years. He plays on that Tampa team who was really good this year, has a lot of good young players. I'm sure they'll move him along, and we'll see him maybe before his 21st birthday. We'll see. His Razor goes for about $50, autograph, $4.99. Is this the first year they've had the Razor?
First year they've had the Razor. Razor's a really interesting product, and we'll talk about it on the show at some point, but if you want to find out some information on it, go to our website, sportscardradio.com. Go to Sites We Like. It's on the left-hand side, and go to the podcast. I think it's called The Card Podcast, and there's a little iTunes link above. Click on that. That'll take you to their homepage. He's interviewed the guy from Razor, I think, like two or three times at least. This guy's, I really like the guy that's running Razor right now, and he's doing some interesting things. We'll see how it plays out in the end. But they basically got in and signed basically the top five draft picks and a lot more to somewhat exclusive deals. Some of them are kind of locked in tight, and some of them aren't, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But the reason why we're talking about Razor today is because it just happens all these players have a Razor, and so we can kind of compare prices, and that'll be kind of interesting. So keep an eye out on Razor. Go to our website, sportscardradio.com. Check out Sites We Like. I think it's called The Card Podcast. Subscribe to it. Check out the interviews he has with the Razor CEO. Those are very interesting. I've listened to those, and very interesting CEO, to say the least. So,
yeah, it's a cool product, nice card, nice autograph out of $4.99. Second pick, Pedro Alvarez. Maybe a third baseman. Maybe a first baseman. He went to Pittsburgh. I don't know if he played in the minors last year. He had a hand injury going into the draft. He might have played late. I didn't look. Maybe he played fall league. Maybe he played winter ball. Not really sure this guy can hit. Let's just put it that way. Big time hitter. Pittsburgh needs all the help they can get. Their baseball team is struggling. The football team is on top.
Wow. That game was amazing. A perfect segue. This is what the show's all about. We talk about one thing, and then we start going off on another, and we totally forget what we were talking about. But good thing we have a piece of paper in front of us. Let's just talk a minute about the Super Bowl. First of all, I didn't get to see last year's football game. I was on a train. I was coming back from a wedding. So I didn't get to see it. I saw bits and pieces. It looked like a fantastic game. But I really thought this last Super Bowl was got to be one of the best games I've seen in a long time. Underdog versus somewhat favorite pick, definitely the fan favorite. I just thought everybody that was a star coming in played well. Some of them played great. You saw some spectacular plays. What the NFL is all about.
Yeah, we saw a couple receivers step up big time. Santonio Holmes. Big catch. I mean, our feed was a little shady. I don't know if he got both those feet down or not. We didn't have it in HD, unfortunately, but that was close. But he had some big catches on that last drive. He's a speedy guy. I'm sure his cards are going through the roof right now. And Larry Fitzgerald.
Sell it right now.
Because, I mean, he's good, but, oh, man.
It won't get hotter than this. It won't get hotter. You buy it back later. At the exact same price you bought it for originally, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I agree. Now the other guy, Larry Fitzgerald, is a beast. And he better hope Kurt Warner comes back next year and doesn't retire. I have a feeling he probably will come back. Man, this guy is legit. He's the real deal. He's tall. He's strong. He's fast. He's tough. He's a beast of a player.
We'll see. He's definitely a beast. It's definitely not easy to stay on top in the NFL in terms of wide receiver. Very few guys seem to do it. Some guys seem to take breaks from it, kind of like Randy Moss and maybe T.O. And Chad Johnson. So you see guys maybe lose their focus a little bit. Larry doesn't seem like he's that kind of guy. I would consider him not a buy at this point because stuff's probably pretty hot, so I would wait. And like my brother said, wait till the Kurt Warner news comes and see what happens. We'll see if the Cardinals will be back. I don't know if
they'll
be back. It's doubtful next year. I mean, it's very hard. Obviously, the Giants and the Patriots didn't make it back. It's very hard to make it back, let alone win the game. But if anybody can do it, it's the damn Steelers. I hate to say that because I'm a Bengals fan, but my hat's off to the Steelers because they're a hell of a football team. They do it year after year with a different group of guys and a different coach. I just think it's an incredible football team, incredible organization. And any time the Bengals play them, my money's always on the Steelers. So now that we're talking about the Bengals, we better bring it back to baseball because there never could be any more depressing topic than that. So I'll turn it back over to my brother.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever Pittsburgh and Cincinnati plays, that's a bad deal.
You don't even have to watch the game. I mean,
yeah.
Seriously.
Now, when the Pirates play, you might turn it off too.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty bad. They get a lot of top picks. I can't even think of a good one. They've had a couple outfielders that I think they dealt. Oh, man. Andrew McCutchen, maybe a couple years.
He hasn't even played yet, though.
Yeah, so this kid Alvarez, though, I kind of like. Maybe they can get something going down there. They need some pitching. They need everything. His razor's only $25. I find that kind of surprising. He very easily could have been the number one pick, but he's got Scott Boras. He wanted some paper. Tampa Bay got actually signed Beckham, I believe, for about $4 million less than Alvarez. So these picks are kind of based on money and a little bit maybe on team need, but a lot has to do with money. And Tampa probably didn't want to fork over the money for Alvarez. Maybe they like Beckham better. But Alvarez, I want to say that he was hurt and he didn't play too much.
How old is he? Is he?
He went to college. He went to Vanderbilt. And he stayed till I believe a junior, and he came out when he was a sophomore. I started hearing about this guy. That this guy's a beast. He's a really good player. Maybe he doesn't have a position because I think he's at third, and I doubt he stays a third baseman his whole career. I think he moves over to first, so that kind of maybe decreases his value a little bit in terms of baseball wise, card wise. If he hits and Pittsburgh wins, I like him better. I mean, for half the price, I'd be buying Alvarez right now. So the next guy, third pick, Eric Hosmer, high school, Kansas City Royals. I don't know that much about this guy. I know that he is a deep ball guy. Might be left-handed. But he's high school. He had some contract snafus. Thing I'm a little worried about, he's plays for Kansas City. They also have had a lot of top picks. They're just, it looks like maybe teams like Pittsburgh and Kansas City, they don't have the money to develop these guys. And a lot of, you know, especially with a high school guy, you need development, you need coaching, you need leadership. And these teams, maybe they don't have the resources as some of the other teams. So I don't know about this guy. I haven't seen him play. I think he played a little bit in the minor leagues, and I want to say he did okay. His card is looking at like $20 right now for the Razor. I would definitely buy Alvarez over Hosmer, at least at this point, even though they both play on pretty small market, bad teams. But that can change in a hurry. Look at Tampa Bay and what they're doing and all the prospects they got going on over there. Next guy. I don't know how to say his last name. Brian Matutz. I know that he's definitely was projected the best pitcher in the draft, left-handed starter, got a bunch of pitches. Apparently his curveball, I was reading some scouting reports on him before the draft, apparently his curveball is major league ready as of when I believe he was like a freshman or sophomore. I mean, he is legit. There's actually a better pitcher coming out this year in the draft, but we can talk about that some other time. But this guy, I like this guy. He plays for Baltimore. They definitely need pitching. They need everything. I don't know. He's left-handed. Maybe reminds me a little bit of Mark Pryor. Maybe a good thing, maybe a bad thing. I kind of like this guy. This guy, again, could have been the number one pick. And was talked about in as being maybe a number one guy. So he's down to four to Baltimore.
How old's that dude?
He was college. I want to say he went to San Diego, and I think he came out as a junior, I believe. But I think you have to, actually, in baseball. You can't come out as a sophomore. So I think he definitely was a junior. Razor autograph, $18 to $20. That one was actually out of $6.99. These other guys are out of $4.99, so keep that in mind. He's a little less, but he's got 200 more. I like this guy. Could be a good prospect. Baltimore, they sure could use a good pitcher. Now, I got some inside info on number 5, Buster Posey, San Francisco Giants, catcher. Another guy that was projected as possibly being number one. He floated out that he wanted $12 million. So some of these smaller market teams got a little scared off, slipped to the Giants' hands. I want to say they paid him a pretty good chunk of money. I can't remember. $6 million or more than that, maybe.
It was a lot.
Yeah, he got paid. I think it was six.
I'll take that paycheck right now.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what.
Anyways, I was sitting about three rows behind home plate in a minor league playoff game that Buster Posey was catching. San Jose Giants versus Stockton Ports. My observation from watching them the whole game, he is a very, very good catcher. Very good. I mean, he looked like a pro out there already. The San Jose Giants pitcher was kind of a mid-level, low-level prospect. Had a good breaking ball, and Buster never let one go to the backstop, so he was good. Now, there was a top Giants prospect pitcher sitting directly behind me. I'm not going to name names. This guy was invited to spring training.
How'd you get those tickets?
Yeah, that's how I do.
All right.
So this guy was sitting directly behind me. Incidentally, a fan brought this guy a watch during the game, which I thought was interesting. Gave him a watch.
Oh, wow.
A fan.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that goes down.
And then the pitcher, who will not be named, brought over a guy and told him to bring him some cleats, and subsequently he autographed the cleats and gave them to the guy who gave him the watch. So I didn't have a watch on me. I didn't have, like, maybe I could have given him $20 and got maybe a signed piece of paper or something.
Might not have taken that.
Yeah. So this guy's a pretty good prospect. He said one of his comments was his swing needs a lot of work, speaking of Buster Posey. And I'm not a top Giants prospect pitcher, but I would tend to agree with him. I think his swing does need some work. He's not going to be a 40 home run guy, especially in San Francisco, where only Barry can hit 40 home runs.
Barry's the only one that can hit a home run, yeah, let alone 40.
Yeah. So this guy's not going to be a big-time home run producer, but he could hit for 300. But his swing does need some work. It's a little funky, I want to say. But on the positive side, this pitcher, not to be named, said that he hit one off of the Stockton Arena, which is over left field. And I got to tell you what, if you hit one off the arena, that's got to be a good 430, 440, maybe more than that.
Yeah, if you know the Giants Stadium, I think that's got to be up in left field. That's probably up behind the bleachers, I would say, almost off the scoreboard that I think is back there.
It would maybe a bleacher clearing shot at Pac Bell, which is a tremendous, maybe like upper bleacher shot, which is huge. He hit this in BP. I think the wind was blowing out a little bit that day. I will say that. But wow, that arena, to poke one off there. I wish I remember this. He said a major leaguer came through there, and he mentioned his name. It was probably somebody for the A's, maybe Swisher or somebody popped one off. He said that was maybe the only other guy to ever pop one off the arena. So he's good. He's going to be good. He's going to be a good catcher. I'm sure he's going to be brought along quickly. He plays for the Giants, so I'm definitely going to be rooting for him. His card price was about $16 to $20 on the Razor. He's got some other nice stuff. A Bowman Sterling autograph refractor out of $199 went for $88. Donruss Elite, I think that was serial number to 934. That was $31.
I like that card. It might be, I think it's actually probably has more copies than the Razor. But Donruss Elite Baseball is a really collectible set. I doubt it's on card. It's more than likely sticker. But still, Donruss Elite rookies have slid up there a little bit. It's not near Bowman Chrome autographs, but they definitely have a solid lineup every year of baseball autographs. So if you haven't checked out Donruss Elite autographs from baseball, I strongly suggest you do. They are very highly collectible autographs.
I think, $31. I'd probably wait. I don't think he's going to be called up this year. I don't think his stats are going to overwhelm. It depends where they put him, I guess. If he's in San Jose, he could hit really well. They have a ballpark out in Connecticut that is supposedly the black hole of hitting.
That's probably where every Giants prospect goes. It must be because,
and then they lose their confidence. Exactly. Yeah, and it translates, when they move up a notch. So, yeah, that place. If he starts out there, I anticipate people will kind of look at his stats and be like, "Oh, he's not playing very well." But he's probably learning the catching game, learning how to call games. That's very important. This guy's value is going to be in his catching, in his defense, and possibly being a 300, maybe 20 home run kind of guy, 80 RBI guy. Which is exactly the type of player the Giants need. A couple of other guys I want to touch on just in that first round, the eighth pick, Gordon Beckham. Man, this guy's got a head of hair. He's like a southern boy, got it all kind of curled over. He's got a head of hair, maybe some dandruff commercials or something. Pro-V. Yeah, Wrangler with the head and shoulders look.
Yeah,
if I was his agent, I'd be working the phones right now. Now, just the other day, Ozzie Guillen, the manager of the Chicago White Sox, who Gordon Beckham was drafted by, said that he was probably going to have to change positions. He's playing in shortstop in college. Decent shortstop. I think he doesn't have very much range, so I kind of like the position change. Probably to second is my guess. Maybe third. Maybe second, third, first. I kind of like this guy. He stepped up big in the College World Series. I don't know. I don't like the hair. So
you don't like the hair. Well, who does he play? The White Sox?
Yeah, and I don't like the White Sox that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. $15 to $20 for his stuff. That's probably just the hair talking
right
there.
Same as Posey, I guess.
Same as Posey. Same for Motts. However you say this guy's
name. We'll have all these names up on Sports Card Radio, too, so you'll be able to go there and Google them as needed.
Now, the 11th pick, Justin Smoke. I think his first name's Justin. Smoke. I like the last name, though.
Smoke, wow.
Plays for Texas. This guy's a power hitter. This guy went to college, so he's a little more developed. He's not a raw high school guy. Plays in Texas, and if I had a few swings in Texas, I might be able to hit one out on a hot summer day. So you know this guy.
That's doubtful.
This guy, Justin Smoke, if he gets an opportunity and he plays well, he's going to hit a lot of home runs. I like the $15 card price on that. He's a guy I would buy over Hosmer right now just because Smoke's going to get there quicker and it's cheaper. So you can maybe wait on Hosmer because it's going to take him a while and they probably got lousy coaching down in Kansas City, so he's probably going to be a bust. So I'd look out for this Smoke guy, especially because of the ballpark he plays in and the cheap price tag and the fact that he hits home runs, he's a power hitter. Those are the guys who are going to command the dollars a lot of times in the card game. So, 2008, looking pretty good for some of those top picks.
Yeah, we'll see how it all works out in the end. But after this, if you don't like baseball, hope you like basketball because two of the most famous number 23s of all time both played basketball. Bron Bron and my boy Michael Jordan. We'll be talking about them after this.
This is how we do it.
Brother on and talk a little bit about Bron Bron and Michael Jordan. And it is show number 23, and both these guys wear those numbers. So we're going to talk a little bit about their jersey prices, some of their high-end autographs, and pretty much anything rookie or autograph of this stuff is going to be high-end. So bust your wallet out. Let's talk about a few prices. My brother's going to run down Michael Jordan.
For Jordan, if you're looking on eBay to get a jersey autographed Bulls or Wizards, you're probably looking at somewhere between $500 and $800. $500 is going to be your basic signed jersey. $800. There was a Finals jersey that went for $810. That's kind of nice. Photo looking like about $250 to $275 on a signed photo, probably framed, really nice. And as far as his cards go, his rookie card, the Fleer, PSA 9, looks like if he got an extra 900 to a G to 1,000 sitting around. Hey. Oh,
you know I got 1,000 sitting around, no problem. It might be under that couch over there. But, you know, the thing about Jordan, we are talking about a lot of money. I mean, it's a signed photo, $250 to $275. It's not a considerable amount of money, but $800 for a signed jersey, that's a lot of money. People don't necessarily have that laying around, but that's also why Michael Jordan's an extreme buy, because if you go to the Upper Deck website, their stock prices, I mean, they're going to typically at the Upper Deck website is going to be a little bit more expensive than eBay, for example, but they're running jerseys out for about $1,900, so about $1,000 difference between eBay and the Upper Deck store. So you're seeing huge differences, and mainly because when people need money, the first thing that goes out the door is the thing that's going to bring them the most money. And the Jordan autographed jersey doesn't do much other than look good on the wall. So that's the first thing out the door. So, but it also means it's a really strong buy. So if you do have a good job, or that 401k hasn't gone completely down the tubes, and you can afford such a signed piece, you're probably getting it at some of the best prices ever. And what has Jordan done negative since he's retired? Just about nothing. This guy's, like I've said on this show before, we got a lot of young listeners on the show, Ryan, and I don't know if they've ever seen Michael Jordan play, and I know they probably hear commentators day after day comparing a certain player to Michael Jordan, and I'll tell you right now, and I don't know if my brother agrees with me, but there isn't any player in the NBA that is as good as Michael Jordan, or maybe ever will be. I've seen glimpses in Kobe, definitely seen glimpses in Shaq, and maybe occasionally in LeBron James, but other than that, there's no one that even comes close to Michael Jordan, so it's a pretty safe investment, in my opinion. You want to go to LeBron James now?
Yeah, let's hit on LeBron. I would definitely agree on the Jordan point. As far as dominance, he just did it for so long. Six rings, the MVPs, the retirements, the comebacks.
He led the league in scoring, I think, I don't know, a ridiculous amount of years in a row when there were some great, great NBA players playing, guys that just straight filled it up. And in a league that had a lot more fouls that didn't get called, you didn't see guys going to the line every night, 13, 15 free throws back then, as you see D-Whistle and all these other guys that get calls all the time. Michael Jordan did it in a much tougher time, so my hat's off to him.
Now one guy who's often compared to Jordan, Mr. LeBron. How much can you get his stuff for? His jersey, you could get a basic Cavs jersey for about $375. Compare that to Jordan, $500. So not too big a difference between the two. Coincidentally, you get about a pair of shoes, some Nikes, for about the same price.
Those are sick. For $375, that's still a lot of money. But for a signed pair of shoes in the long term, that's an extreme value. In the long term, I think it would be a pretty strong investment.
Yeah, I definitely like the shoes, especially for James, because he's going to sign maybe more than Jordan. Those shoes are pretty sweet. They're going to see a lot of jerseys floating around there.
I mean, the shoes alone are worth $100. So, yeah.
I wonder what the Jordan shoes were going for. We should have looked that one.
Oh, man, Jordan shoes signed. I don't know how many of those are floating out there, but that would also be a very interesting piece. There's a lot of jerseys out there. We saw Michael Jordan baseball. It's those unique pieces because, like my brother said, they're going to sign a lot of things, but there's going to be those unique things that maybe they don't sign a whole bunch of. So keep an eye out for those.
As far as cards go, his exquisite is rarely sold for obvious reasons. So we looked at the SP Authentic. Looks like about $700. I want to say that one was out of 500,
something like that. It might be less than that.
Something like that, and it looks like about $700. So that was more than I thought it would be. I haven't looked at that price in a while. On the UDA store, autographed jersey, $750. Compare that to eBay, about $375. So if you're, you know, looking at LeBron, maybe thinking he can lead the Cavs all the way, that $375 would probably be a pretty good price.
Yeah, I mean, I like LeBron. I really do. I've seen him play spectacular almost all the time. I don't watch as many Cavs games as I used to, but LeBron is, if he learns to play with his back to the basket, I know he does a little bit now, but and I know Michael Jordan didn't really play with his back to the basket because he didn't have to. He was jumping over everybody. And that's kind of the same case with LeBron, but nobody can really guard LeBron face up, but it's often hard to get around a guy without moving a man over to run a screen or something like that. It's very hard to penetrate in the NBA and get all the way to the rim. But if you can play with your back to the basket, that's a way you can get one-on-one. And if LeBron can get as dominant as he is going to the basket with his back to the basket, I could see him becoming as good. I definitely think he's going to touch some of Michael Jordan's records because he's going to play a lot longer.
What records?
Well, we're talking about
titles.
No, I don't know about that. We're talking about stat wise here. I don't know about LeBron. LeBron's been there though. Let's give it to him. I mean, a lot of people, obviously for obvious reasons, nobody remembers who was in the game other than the winner. But it does take a lot to get there. And I'd like to say the Lakers had a pretty good season last year. And they did make it to the finals. So you got to hand it to LeBron. And I really like his game, and I think he can improve it. And we'll see if he does. And if he does, he's going to play a long time. And if he doesn't do the little double retirement like Michael did, he might. I mean, he really could play 20, 25, 30 years. I mean, you know, this guy could play a long time. I think he started when he was 18. 30 years. What are you, 48? When did Michael retire? I mean, Michael was Michael had a cane on the sideline.
Michael averaged 20 when he was 40, I think, for the Wizards.
Well, yeah,
GM, player.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, Kobe Bryant tonight, I just watched him break one of Michael Jordan's records, ironically enough. Michael Jordan, I think it was one of his comeback games. He dropped 55 in the Garden. And I think Kobe scored like 61 tonight. And I think he even either tied or broke Bernard King's record for the gym record for most points in a game. So that's why I say I see glimpses in Kobe. He definitely had the ball hog tonight considering Andrew Bynum went down. Ouch for my SB Authentic and SBX sitting over here. But those are going to have to sit another year. But we'll see. I like Jordan. I like LeBron. If you have some cash on the sidelines, like some people do these days, and some people don't, so they're selling these pieces off because it's the easiest way to make money. And for you, it's a good long-term investment. So go take out the bank loan, sell the car, do the mortgage, get it out. Get a Jordan piece and a LeBron piece. That's all you need. So that's about it for today's show. Hope you enjoyed it, my brother. Maybe have some closing words for you. I don't know.
Thanks for the opportunity to be on the show, sir.
Yeah, it's quite a privilege to be on the show. I tell you what, I mean, quite an honor. I mean, select few. You're one of I think only one. So, but maybe we'll work on that at some point. But hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll probably have another one coming at you very soon. Check our website out, sportscardradio.com. There'll be a lot of cool stuff on it. I'm going to get on there and work on it for you guys. So check it out. Support the show. Do whatever you need to do. Email me, and we will have anything that you request on the show. I'll talk to you guys next time. Have a good day. Have a good day or weekend, whatever it might be. We're out of here.